And another big red vegetable.
Tomato.
Plural would be?
Tomatoes.
What about a small rye?
A little cherry tomato.
Okay. Another starchy food, you might have meat and?
Potatoes.
Different types?
Yeah, I got a sweet potato, I have Irish potato, a little white potato, a little bitty. I mean, a little red potato, excuse me, a little red potato. New potatoes. And the big Idaho, big white potatoes. Sweet potatoes, sometimes you can call yams. Mm-hmm. Stuff. Especially in phrases like candied yams. Mm-hmm. Always, you never say candied sweet potatoes.
And the things that make your eyes water when you peel them?
Onions. Mm-hmm. You expect me to say all nine, weren't you?
What?
I said, you expect me to say all nine.
And what about the small ones with the long stalk?
Oh, little spring onions, little green onions. I really call them green onions.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about a vegetable that gets a bit slimy when you boil it?
Okra, yeah, fine.
And a yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
If you leave an apple out in the sun, it's going to
swirl up.
Okay. What about leafy vegetables?
Lettuce, cabbage. Yeah, you might go to the store and buy two or three heads of lettuce, two or three head of lettuce.
Okay. One cabbage, two?
Cabbages.
Alright, so talking about those two cabbages, if you're commenting on the size, you'd say that...
Cabbages are big.
Alright, what about different kinds of beans?
Well, you got your snap beans and your butter beans. Now, different varieties of both of those. You have run-in butter beans and those purple butter beans, big purple ones. Mm-hmm. And I think lima beans are real big butter beans. And little green butter beans. You have butter peas too, mm-hmm. which is a hybrid breed, and they're good. And snap beans you have them. But I don't know too much about snap beans. Mm-hmm. And you have to, of course, you have to snap those, you have to shell the others. Mm-hmm. And different kinds of peas too. You'd have like a crown peas, purple hull is the best kind of peas. And all of them good with English peas. I don't care for those. Mm-hmm.
And you cut the tops off turnips and make yourself a mess of
greens.
Okay. You were talking about heads of lettuce. Have you ever heard that used any other way?
A head of cattle.
Yeah.
But never had children.
Yeah. What about if a man had 7 boys and 7 girls, talking about the number, you say he had a
whole bunch. Have heard passel, but probably wouldn't use it very much. Mm-hmm. Get it on.
What about the outside covering on near a corn that's...
Let's see. Okay. So you got your silk, okay, you pull out. And you tonsil it goes at the top of shucks. Mm-hmm. Oh, mine goes blank like that.
It's arteries.
Yeah, I know. Old age.
What about corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? You call that?
Roast ears.
Then you make a jack-o'-lantern out of it?
Pumpkin.
Different kinds of melons?
Watermelon. And it's two or three is a stone mountain, which is a round one, and a striped watermelon, which is a long green one. And there's a cantaloupe, and a muskmelon, and a honeydew melon, that kind of thing.
What about these things that grow wild, look like little umbrellas?
Oh, mushrooms. Toadstools.
A toadstool is...
I don't know the difference.
Well, if it is going to make you sick, you'd say it's... Don't eat that.
It's poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If